但是低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣基督，你听见我们在诗歌中间向你呼求。
Lord Jesus Christ, you heard our cry in the hymn we sang.
但愿你在我们中间得到你心意的满足。
We pray that your heart may be satisfied amongst us.
你看见你劳苦的功效在我们中间。
Lord, you see the result of your work and your labor.
我们真是不但蒙主你的爱，更能够爱你。
Lord, not only that we'll be loved by you, we'll also love you.
主，我们感谢你，为着今天早上你把那重要的信息赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you for the important message that you gave us this morning.
为着这今天下午的信息，我们再一次向你求恩。
And once again, we pray for this afternoon's message.
求天父与我们同在。
Lord, we pray that Heavenly Father will be with us.
求天父让你的旨意能够运行在我们中间。
Father, we pray that thy will may work out amongst us.
以致你的旨意行在我们中间，如同行在天上一样。
So that thy will may be done in us as it is in heaven.
我们正面临一个很重要的时代。
Lord, we are facing a very important time.
我们受到更大的挑战。
There is greater challenge before us.
但这是我们的福分。
Lord, this is our blessing.
我们需要你更多的力量。
We need your greater strength.
更多的亮光。
And more light from you.
更多的你的爱。
And more love from you.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 在我们还没有讲第六讲之前。
Before we start our sixth message.
Yeah, 我们要在这里提一提第九章到十一章。
We would like to mention chapter 9 through 11.
这是不得已的把他们暂时放在一边。
Unwillingly, we have to set them aside.
因为我们只能够有七次的传讲在这个地方。
Since we can only have seven sessions altogether.
并不是说这三章不重要。
Not that these three chapters are not important.
那是因为特别论到福音与以色列人。
In these chapters, it mentioned especially gospel and the Israelites.
我们注意第九章第十一节。
We pay attention to chapter 9, verse 11.
双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来。只因要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎造人的旨意。
Though they were not yet born and had done nothing, either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of His call.
这一节真的值得提醒我们。
I think this verse ought to remind us.
那是说到以撒生了两个小孩子，还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来。但是神今年拣选了雅各，没有拣选以撒。
It refers to the two sons of Isaac, even before they were born, before works of good or bad were done, but God elected Jacob instead of Esau.
这件事给我们知道，神招人不是根据我们的行为。
And here it tells us that the calling of God is not according to our works.
今天早上我在讲到那个预定论的重要的时候，我只要提到两点。
This morning, when I point you the importance of predestination, I point out two things.
那么第一点，我讲到我们所得到的救恩是老早在神的计划中间。
First of all, the salvation that we have obtained is in the plan of God a long time ago.
第二点，我好像讲的比较简单一点。
The second point, I think I only brought it out very simply.
自从我得救在1934到今天。
Since I was saved in 1934 until today,
我经过很多的查考、思想、祷告和阅读。
Through many studies and thinking about it, meditation on it,
我真的确实知道主的救恩是非常的稳固的。
And for much certainty, I can tell you that the salvation of God is very strongly founded.
有一个很大的问题在。许多基督徒的中间
There is a question exists among many Christians.
就是说，如果我们失败了，我们还会得救吗？
And that is, if I have failed, can I still be saved?
是否我们必须从得救一直到见主面，必须好好的持守我们的信心，我们才能够保全我们所得的救恩？
It seems that ever since we were saved until we see the Lord, we must try very hard to keep ourselves so that we can be saved.
我们是在为自己过分的担心了。
I think we're worrying too much.
很多人就想出一些似乎可能发生的难题。
And many will think of imaginary problems.
我想我再强调一下，就是说我们所得到的救恩是永远可靠的。
I'd like to re-emphasize that the salvation we received is eternally secure.
得救不得救，全不在乎我，乃是在乎神。
Whether I'm saved or not depends on God.
那么我们得到救恩，乃是因着主耶稣基督的义，神的义加在我们身上，而不是因着我们的义。
We are saved because of the righteousness of Christ put upon us.
假如神的义和主耶稣的义会失败的话，我们
If the righteousness of God or the righteousness of Christ will fail, then we cannot guarantee our salvation. In 1940, Mr. Wang Mingdao stayed with us for over a month and a half.
当时我们的男同学是最有福气，因为他常常到我们男同学的宿舍里面。 跟我们谈到半夜,
and we were most blessed because he would come often to our dormitory and spoke to us until midnight.
我可以说我从他得到很大的帮助，他对我影响相当大。
I can say that he influenced me greatly. I was greatly helped by him.
很多时候我们跟他，我们几乎不敢跟他争辩，因为他讲的总是有理由，我们总是输的。
We never dared to argue with him because he was always winning and he always reasonable.
站在得救的永恒的事情上，他是给我们很好的答案。
He gave us very good answers on the point of eternal secure salvation.
他说他不愿意那一句话说一得救永得救。 He said
he doesn't like to use the sentence that once we are saved, we will be saved eternally.
那么他说那句话会引起误解。
He said such a sentence, a statement can be misunderstood.
但他深信，他说他举出很多的圣经的证据，深信我们所得到的救恩是永久不会改变的。
And he showed us many scriptural verses, and he said he firmly believed that the salvation we receive will never be changed.
有一位同学就说：“是的，我们不能够从神的手、跟主的手、主耶稣基督的手，被抢出去。”And
then one student said, "Yes, it is true. We cannot be snatched away from the hands of God and from the hands of Christ."
但是如果我们自己跑出来，他有什么办法？But
if we want to run away, what will he do?
他说：“别人都没有办法抢出来，你还有办法跑出来。”
And Mr. Wang would say, if no one can snatch you away, how can you run away?
所以他在那边很多的帮助我们。
He will greatly help us.
我们实在是很有福气的。
We were really blessed.
自从离开那个时期离开之后，就再没有见面的机会。
But after we left during that time, we never seen them again.
但是我就越来越觉得主的救恩是永远可靠和完全没有缺憾的。
But with time, I'm more and more sure that the Lord's salvation is secured.
在第九章到第十一章里面，也可以给我们得到神的选召的可靠性。
And from chapter 9 to chapter 11, it also tells us the certainty of the election of God.
我们大家读第九章十六节。
Let us read together chapter 9, verse 16.
既直看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的。
只在乎发怜悯的上帝。我们以为说是，我们在那里定义。
And we may think that we are ourselves making a decision.
我们这是拼命的奔跑。
And that we're trying very hard to run.
我们要造成我们自己的成功。
And so we can exert ourselves so that we may succeed.
但保罗在这里在圣灵感动之下，他说。 据此看来，不在乎那定义的，不在乎那奔跑的。
But Paul, under the inspiration of the Spirit, he writes, "So it depends not upon man's will or exertion, but upon
只在乎那发怜悯的神。
But upon God's mercy,
一切都在乎神。
All depends on God.
所以你的奔跑是要紧的，但并不是最要紧的。
Yes, your running is important, but it's not most important.
你的定义是好的, 但是你的定义并不能够左右一切。
You're willing, that's good, but you cannot really change it.
这就是所以我, 在这里讲到, 自由意志是有限度的。
That's why I said our free will is limited.
每一个属神的人, 他的自由意志, 特别在神的范围里面。
Everyone who belongs to God, his free will is within the boundary of God.
如同耶利米说, 耶和华, 我知道人的道路不由自己, 他的你也是定了他的脚步。
And just like Jeremiah say, I know that the path of a man is not upon himself, but you have defined his steps.
那是我们明白这一点，我们很有福气的。
If we understand this, we're really greatly blessed.
好，在22节到23节。
Verses 22 to 23
就提到说有那个预备凿毁灭和预备的荣耀的器皿。
Here it refers to be prepared as a glorious vessel.
好，那么这里也跟预定论很有关系的。This
is related to predestination.
好，那么在11章25节。Then
in chapter 11, verse 25.
将到等到以外邦人的数目填满了，以色列全家都要得救。11章25节。
That Israel, until the full number of the Gentiles come in, then all Israel will be saved.
那个数目是加上去的, 大家都认为说那是指着数目讲的。
The word number is additional. Many think of it as according to number.
那么到有一天, 外邦人到一个数目的时候, 以色列全家要得救。
And until the fullness of the nations come in, then all Israel will be saved.
在第几，我们可以从第九章的11章可以看见，使徒保罗提到以色列福音和以色列人的关系。
So from chapter 9 and chapter 11, Paul here is referring to the relationship between the gospel and the Israelites.
他认为那些从以色列生的并不都是以色列人。
He said those who are born as an Israelite are not necessarily true Israelites.
必须那是凭着应许生的，那意思说他们必须凭着信心来生活，才是真实的以色列人。Only
those who were born according to promise, in other words, those who live by faith.
在9章32节说，32节说，以色列人就不凭着信心来求义，只凭着律法求义，所以他们求来求去就求不到了。And
in the chapter 9, verse 32, it says that the Israelites, they did not pursue righteousness through faith, but as it were based on works.
第十章一节，他就说，以色列人献神有热心，但是不是按着真知识。
And in chapter 10, verse 1 tells us that the Israelites had their heart's desire in God, but they do not have the true knowledge. They were not enlightened.
他们不按着真的知识来向神热心。
So their zeal was not according to true knowledge.
这真是可惜。
This is a rather unfortunate thing. They were so zealous for the Lord.
做来做去都不是合神的意思。
And yet, no matter how they worked, it was not in the will of God.
不是按着真知识的。
Not according to true knowledge.
今天教会中也有人是这样糊涂热心的。
And today in church, there are many who are foolishly zealous.
不懂得那个圣经里面的经义的。
We do not understand the spirit that is mentioned in the scripture.
不按照真知识啊, 他就连基督啊, 都给拒绝了。
And so going not according to true knowledge, even rejecting Christ.
在第四节他说, 律法的总结就是基督。
And in verse 4, they said, Christ is the end of the law.
使徒保罗就指出那个律法从头讲到末了, 来一个结论, 或是他的终极的目的啊, 就是讲到人需要基督。
And Paul is pointing out to us that the book of law, from the very beginning to the end, is pointing to us our need for our Savior.
不但是外邦人需要基督, 连犹太人也是需要基督的。
Not only do the Gentiles need Christ, the Jews need Christ as well.
但是以色列人就这样不要基督。
But the Israelites would not have him.
这么多年他们一直的在苦难中间,
and for so many years they are in sorrow state.
到今天他们还是受到外邦的威胁,
And even today, they are still under the pressure from Gentiles.
是他们自作自受的。
They are really making their own choices.
神丢掉了以色列人吗？
Did God abandon? Did God forsake them?
没有, 他说, 到有一天, 以色列全家要得救。
No, God did not abandon. He said, one day, all Israel shall be saved.
我们这些靠主耶稣得救的人可以放心。
And so we who have been saved by Jesus Christ, we can take heart.
啊, 他能够保守我们。
He will keep us.
啊, 他给我们得到的救恩是永恒的。
And the salvation that he has given us is eternal.
啊, 不必我们提心吊胆的在那里害怕得了不得。
And we don't have to be walking there with trembling.
好, 那么这些是这三章的大意。
And this is just a summary of the three chapters here.
现在我们来到这第五讲的正式的正题了。
Now we turn to the fifth session, the proper.
我说我们今天要讲的是明白神的旨意。
I mentioned to you that we are going to speak on understanding the will of God.
我们所要讲的是罗马12章第1节到第2节。
And we will speak on Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2.
我们大家一同读这一段经文。
Shall we read them together?
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上。 当作活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。明白神的旨意，在基督徒的一生中是非常重要的。
For the life of a Christian, it is very important to understand the will of God.
你不明白你的旨意，你就糊涂地过日子。
If we don't understand His will, we will just live foolishly.
你的日子不蒙纪念。
And your days will not be remembered.
你的损失自己要负责。
And you have to be held responsible for your losses.
很多人就照着自己的意思来走，然后又要埋怨神不赐福他。
Many will walk according to their own will, and then they complain that God has not blessed them.
那这个问题就在于他们不明白神的旨意。
I think the problem is because they did not understand the will of God.
很多时候我们把这两节圣经当作是奉献。
Many a time we take of these two verses as our dedication to God.
但这两节的圣经那个终极的目的不是奉献, 乃是明白神的旨意。
But I think the ultimate purpose of these two verses is to understand the will of God.
那不是我标新立异啊, 独唱高调。
This is not a new idea that I created.
因为我这几年来，一方面我教学生讲道，一方面我在那里学习。
And in these last years, so I teach the students and I also learn myself.
我发现了那个解经式的讲道，就是把一段经文的那个最中心的思想拿起来，向着这一方面来发挥。
And I believed in preaching on exposition, that is taking a passage and then speak on the most important point.
那么，所以我就这几年来，我就觉得这一段经文是讲到怎么样明白神的旨意。
And for the last several of years, I discovered that this passage tells us how to understand the will of God.
他前面讲了，到末了说，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Well, at the very end of the passage, it says, that you may prove what is the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect.
使徒保罗已经在前面第1章到第8章讲到一些教义的问题。
From chapter 1 to chapter 8, Paul already tells us the doctrines.
第9章到11章也是教义的问题, 但特别注意在以色列人方面。
Chapter 9 to 11 is also doctrinal, but the pay close attention to the Israelites. From chapter 12, he began to turn into another topic.
不是教义的,
Not doctrinal, but rather our Christian living. He thinks that the most important thing in the Christian life is to understand the will of God.
因此他就根据他所讲的教义，要他们在生活方面有所行动。
And so based on the doctrines mentioned previously, he urged them to be practical in their lives.
所以弟兄们,
I appeal to you therefore, brother.
很多姊妹不服气，说圣经只有弟兄没有姊妹。
Many sisters say, why the word sister is not mentioned in scripture?
其实我们大家会明了，就是指着弟兄姊妹们了。
I'm sure we all understand that this includes brothers and sisters.
我以神的慈悲劝你们。
I appeal to you by the mercies of God.
这个慈悲有的时候圣经啊翻成怜悯。
And sometimes we think of it as a mercy, mercy.
啊，那么这个在这里的慈悲啊是特别是多数的。
And this mercy is used in the plural sense, mercies.
而是在新约里面呢、啊，这个字啊，一共有五次、啊，有四次是提到神的，都是用众数的，多数的。
This word used in the New Testament 5 times, and 4 times were used in plural.
啊，那是指着神那一种的大的慈悲。
It refers to the great mercies of God.
前面他已经讲到神的爱是多么伟大。
Before he already tells us how great is the love of God.
那神的慈悲怜悯是多么伟大。
And how great too is his mercy.
现在我保罗要求你们，恳求你们。
And so I, Paul, now appeal to you.
这个劝你们了，我觉得不够力量。
Chinese to say to tell you.
啊，那个是不够力量， not, 应该是一种要求、恳求的。
It's a much a stronger term. It means to urge you.
我求你们要把身体献上。
I appeal to you. I beg you to offer your body.
神既然这样爱我们，我们应该怎么样呢
？If God so loved us, what should we? How should we respond?
啊，在这里有三个词语非常重要。
There are 3 terms here very important.
第一是献上。
First of all, is to present.
啊。那是献上，是将自己这样你们的身体献上。
To present your bodies.
他说，我们把身体献上是做活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
那不是死的。
Not a dead sacrifice.
很多人一信一得救了以后，巴不得为主死。
Many were saved, and after they say they wanted to die for the Lord.
那是有一种到底有一种是英雄的这个的心。
I think this is just a spirit of a heroic spirit.
哇，能够为主死是多好啊！因为主为我死，我也为主死。
He said, "How good it would be if I can die for the Lord, since He died for me."
但是主要我们为他活。
But the Lord wants us to live for Him.
为主死啊，是另外有资格。有的人要为主死都没有资格的。
It requires certain qualifications. Sometimes we want to die for the Lord, and we're not qualified.
啊，这个一刀砍下来，头断下去，人死了，那是容易的多了。
And of course, the sword came out, and the head fell off, and we died.
但只是也是不容易的。
But it's not that simple.
但我说那个时间很短。
Maybe it takes only just a few moments.
但是为主活是一生的。
But then to live for Christ.
你做活祭啊，就是活活的在那里为主牺牲自己舍己。
To be a living sacrifice, meaning that we denied ourselves throughout our lives.
那神要我们为他活，不要为主死。
God wants us to live for Him, not to die.
那是主有给我们有为主死的机会，这是主特别的恩典。
If He gives us an opportunity to die for Him, this is His special grace.
那是主要我们为主活，也是主的恩典。
It's also His grace that we can live for Him.
你们读过盖恩夫人的传记
？I think you have read of the biography of Mrs. Kyer.
啊，那个盖恩夫人小的时候啊，长得非常好看。
When she was little, she was a beautiful girl.
13岁、14岁就在王宫里面做事了。
And at 13 and 14, she was working in the palace.
她就是希望有人有机会可以为主死的。
And she was one who desired to die for the Lord.
但是主没有给她为主死。
But the Lord didn't give her such an opportunity.
主要她为主活。
The Lord wanted her to live for Him.
那女孩子长得很好看，是一个很特别的恩典。
To be beautiful for a girl is a great gift.
那很多人就为了她长得好看就很骄傲。
Many would be very proud of their looking.
好，盖恩夫人就一心一意想为主死，但主没有给她这个机会。
But not with Mrs. Kyan. She wanted to die for the Lord. The Lord did not give her the opportunity.
有一天她这个出了天花了，一面满天星。
And one day she had chicken pox.
全整个面都走样了。
And all her face, of course, was kind of distorted.
主就给她知道，哦，那你现在还爱主吗
？And the Lord allowed her to think, Do you still love the Lord? You wanted to die for me.
现在不必死，只面部稍微改一改，你愿意不愿意
？You don't have to die. Just your face is distorted a little. Are you willing?
她在那里体验到顺服的重要。
And she experienced the importance of submission.
她学到很好的功课。
She learned very good lessons.
后来她体验到这个为主活比为主死啊，那个意义真是不一样的。
And then she realized. it's completely different from between living for the Lord or dying for the Lord.
她所体验的是无做活祭的那种经验。
And she had the experience of being a living sacrifice.
使徒保罗说，那我们将自己身体献上，做活祭，那是为主来活在地上。
And Paul said, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, meaning living for the Lord on this earth.
让神得到荣耀，让人得到帮助。
So that God may be glorified and others may be helped.
他说是圣洁的。
And he said that the sacrifice is holy.
那所以不但是活祭，而是圣洁的祭。
Not only a living sacrifice, but a holy sacrifice.
圣洁在圣经里面意思就是与世界分别，完全属神。
Holy meaning that set apart from the world, belonging to God completely.
那我们属神了以后，我们越来越像神。
And as we belong to God, more and more we'll be like Him.
他说我们要做活祭，我们要做圣洁的祭。
He said we are to be a living sacrifice, a holy sacrifice.
又说我们要做神所喜悦的祭。
And He said we are to be a sacrifice acceptable to God.
那我们的一生是神所喜悦的，我们的人生就有意义。
If our whole life is acceptable to God, that is a wonderful life.
好，我们做活祭，做圣洁祭，做神所喜悦的祭。他说，这是我们理所当然的侍奉。
And so to be a living sacrifice, a holy sacrifice, and an acceptable sacrifice, this is our spiritual worship.
中文圣经的读者很不幸，常常把侍奉跟服事混在一起。
Unfortunately, in Chinese, the word to serve or service or worship many a time are mixed together.
这个侍奉啊，特别是指做献祭的事情说的。
Here the word refers to offering sacrifice to God.
那我们如果发现下面呢，我们就可以发现，在这一章里面，这两个名词都用过。
We'll discover in this chapter that both these terms are used.
或者名词是动词都可以的。
In the as a verb or as a noun.
在第一节说，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
In verse 1 it said this is a reasonable spiritual worship.
但是这十一节说，你们要心里火热，常常服侍主。
And then verse 11 it said, never flag in zeal, serve the Lord.
为什么不说侍奉主呢？
Why is it not said worshiping the Lord?
因为前面那个侍奉啊，是一种我们与神中间的生活。
So the first word worship or serving Him, it means our relationship and our life before God.
在旧约就只做每一个属神的人在那里献祭给神。
In the Old Testament, it referred to the people of God offering sacrifice to Him.
在新约的时代，就是我们是一个属神的人，应该有对神的侍奉的生活。
And in the New Testament time, it refers to the Christian life that we ought to have before God.
你的个人灵修和在教会中间的敬拜。
It refers to our personal devotion and the worship we have in the church.
才是圣经里面所讲的侍奉。
And this is the true service mentioned in the scripture.
那么四一节那边就是为主工作。
And then verse 11 talk about serving the Lord.
分辨很清楚，只有四次啊，没有分别清楚。
Working for the Lord, the difference is very clear.
有人说你何必这样取你在字句方面呢？
And some may say, why do you have to be so careful about these just these terms?
使徒保罗认为我们需要侍奉，不是一直工作一直工作的。
Because Paul realized we just don't just work, but we need to worship God.
那么我们这样的侍奉是理所当然的。
This is a reasonable worship.
我发现很多基督徒很活动，做很多工作，那只有工作没有侍奉。
But I discover many Christians, they have a lot of activities, they have much work, but there is no worship.
所以他们忙得了不得，他们这一点都没有安静，一点的时间让他们与神与他们面对面都没有。
They are so busy that they find no time where they can come quietly before God and fellowship with Him.
就是因为我们把侍奉当作服事，把服事当作侍奉，所以我们就不知道应该侍奉了。
Because we have confused the two, serving others and worshiping God.
因此需要把这个名词分别清楚。So
we must distinguish the two.
这个侍奉不是只做工作，worship是只做工作。It's
not work, but to serve is work.
好，那他说我们要这样侍奉主。And
he said we are to serve the Lord and worship Him in this way.
那每一个。 比方说那些异教的人，他们信奉他们的神，他们都有侍奉他们的神。
Those who believed in false religions, they too will serve their God.
但是我们却不懂得怎么样侍奉我们的神。
But then many times we do not understand how to worship our God.
这里说我们要侍奉神，我们要做活祭，我们要做圣洁祭，我们要做神所喜悦的祭。
Here it says that if we are to worship God, we are to be a living sacrifice, a holy sacrifice, and an acceptable sacrifice.
在这里说理所当然的侍奉。现在有新的一本说真真实真实的侍奉。
There is a new translation said this is the true worship.
或者是灵里面的侍奉。
Or the worship in the spirit.
那灵里面的侍奉就绝对不是为主工作来说的了。
And surely that's not referred to our work.
我常常告诉我的同学们是这样。
Many a time I would tell my students.
他们总是因为给外边印象太大了，所以就常常说我在主日学里面有一点侍奉。
They will be influenced by others, and often they say that I minister in the Sunday school.
在香港的金星宇博士
，In Hong Kong there is a.
他有一次问一个弟兄
，Brother Jing. One time he asked a brother.
他说：“弟兄，你在什么地方侍奉
？”He said, "Where do you serve, brother?"
他就讲了很多地区。
And then he told of many, many different places.
他说：“不是，我的意思是你在什么地方敬拜主。”
He said, "No, my meaning is where do you worship the Lord?"
你主日礼拜在什么地方
？Where do you go to the Lord's service on the Lord's day?
他明白那个侍奉是什么意思。
And then he understands the meaning of serving the Lord.
我们侍奉不好，我们工作就不好。
If we cannot worship the Lord well, then we cannot work well.
如果我们工作的好啊，我们的工作也是好像飞机啊，这个偏了一边，这个歪了一边的。
And even if we work very well, but maybe it's unbalanced.
啊，有一些不妥当的地方。
There is something not very proper about it.
好，第一，使徒保罗说我们应该献上。
And first Paul said that we must present.
那我们要明白神的旨意，第一步，我们先把自己献上。
If we want to understand the will of God, we must present our bodies.
那这些也是主耶稣所讲的，若有人跟从我，舍己。背起他自己十字架来跟从我。
This is similar to what Christ said. If anyone wants to follow me, he must deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
那背十字架是背着走的，是不是？不是挂在上面，安安静静不动的。
To take up one's cross is take it up and then walk, not just quietly there.
他要我们舍己，放下我们自己。
But to deny himself, denying oneself is put down.
自己的计划、自己的愿望、自己的权利啊，全部放下。
My own plan, my own desire.
哦，背起十字架跟他。
And then pick up the cross and follow him.
那这是我们理所当然的心灵的真实的侍奉。
And this is the most reasonable spiritual worship.
为什么翻成灵的侍奉呢
？Why is this translated as spiritual worship？
在那个彼得前书第二章说，科目灵拉呀，那个灵拉呀，就是这个理所当然的这个字。
In second, First Peter chapter 2, talking about thirst after the spiritual milk. That's the word.
你的心灵需要对主有所侍奉。
We need from the Lord, and that's why we need to serve him, worship him.
先把自己献上。
So we present ourselves first of all to him.
那侍奉很要紧的。
That service to the Lord is very important.
我再讲一件事给大家明白。
I would like to use an example to enable our understanding.
我一位亲戚，他是医学院的教授。
A relative of mine who's a professor in the medical school.
他很爱主，很热心，所以工作多得了不得。
He really loves the Lord, and he was very zealous, so he was very busy.
房子又很大。
He has a big house.
所以传教士生病了，他都免费给他看病。
And whenever missionaries get sick, and he would treat them free.
还要送给他们很多的药。
And he would also give them medication.
什么营养品给他
？Or the vitamins and different things.
这个人呢，忙得了不得，教会也忙，医院也忙，学校也忙。
So he was very busy in church and school and the hospital.
他有一天回来了，他的太太忙着煮饭啊，就是做弄菜了。
And one day he came home, his wife was busy cooking.
因为没有工人。
Because they have no servants.
所以洗了衣服啊，洗了地板，弄了这个，弄了那个，忙得了不得。
And of course, they have to. Do the laundry and wash the floor and do all kinds of things.
好啊，在他想，我这样为丈夫工作已经很应该得到称赞的。
And she thought that she ought to be praised for all her work.
但是这个医生回来的时候，这个教授回来的时候
，When this professor comes home,
只有那个他家里面的一条小狗啊。跑到外面来啊，摇着尾巴、啊，很快乐的欢迎他。
There was just this little dog coming and barking and welcoming him.
他坐到里面的沙发椅的时候，他就说啊，来到家里只有这条小狗欢迎。
And he sat him down on a chair and said, I come home, I only have this dog welcoming me.
那他的太太就认为说，我忙做工作吗？
And well, his wife thought that I'm busy working.
啊，其实他如果改变一个态度就不一样了。
But if she changes attitude, then it would be different.
她的丈夫回来了，她就来陪着她丈夫，看看她需要什么帮助，给她同情，给她安慰，给她勉励，还是什么。
If when he comes home, she would come to take care of him and encourage him.
因为她疲乏得很。
Because he was coming home very tired.
只有一条小狗欢迎她。
But then only this little dog welcoming him.
那么太太就想，我是忙着家事，你应该体谅我。
And the wife would think, oh, I'm busy about our housework. You ought to be sympathetic. I think many times we Christians just pay attention to works that will not allow us to fellowship with God. You know, to serve Him is to show our love and our respect to Him. It's not work. Because He wants our heart turning toward Him.
那么在这里说，你们理当说，当理所当然侍奉，就把身体献上。
And so Paul said, present your bodies. This is your reasonable spiritual worship.
第二个重要的字在这里就是变化。
The second important term mentioned here is transformation.
那是第二节说要心意更新而变化。
This is mentioned in verse 2, be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
啊，那在这里说变化就是有一点啊。就是改变我们的形象的意思。
In other words, transforming our likeness, our personality.
那好像主耶稣登山了，就显出他原来的荣耀来。
And just like the Lord went up the mountain, and he transfigured and showed off his glory.
但有一点分别。
But there is a slight difference.
他说不要效法这个世界。
And he says, do not be conformed to this world.
但是不要模仿这个世代的样子。
Do not to imitate the ways of this world.
那是模仿，不要模仿他们。
Do not be conformed to the
world. 乃是要从心意的更新而变化。
But be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
就是我们的心思意念和思想啊，我们要不住的因着主来变化。
And that is all our thoughts and our minds will be because of the Lord be transformed continually.
这是圣灵的工作啊，是我们必须有个愿意的心。
This is the working of the Holy Spirit, but we must be willing.
在哥林多后书三章十八节，我们看一看。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.
哥林多后书三章十八节。
Second Corinthians 3:18.
我们众人既然残作脸，对于看见主的荣光。
And we all with unveiled face beholding the glory of the Lord.
好像从镜子里反照。
Being changed into his likeness,
啊，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
From one degree of glory to another,
如同从主的灵变成。
For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit.
这里讲到我们敞着脸，那是指着我们与基督啊面对面的相对。
And here it says with unveiled face beholding him, that means face to face.
那是侍奉，不是服侍。
This is our worship.
那是我们在主面前的安静和。思想和敬拜。
And that is, we come quietly before the Lord and worshiping Him.
他说我们敞开我们的脸来见主的荣光，我们就能够反射主的荣光。
As we behold Him with an unveiled face, then we can reflect the glory of the Lord.
好像摩西上西乃山，上山四十昼夜回来了，面上发光一样。
Just like Moses went up the mountain for 40 days and nights.When he came down, he reflected his light.
那我们不住的在那里反射主的荣光的时候，不住的我们就变成主的荣耀的形状。
And as continually we reflect the light of the Lord, and gradually we conform to his likeness.
啊，越来越像主。
And more we will be like.
如同从主的灵变成的。
For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
啊，这是今天一个很严重的问题。很多基督徒他们信仰很纯正，但生活很失败。
This is a very important point. There are many Christians, their faith is pure, but their life is a failure.
啊，很多人他们啊，很注意，很多祷告。
啊，many they would pray a great deal.
我们说越祷告越有能力，他没有啊，他多祷告他们少能力的。
And normally we say the more you pray, the more powerful you are, and yet they're not.
我看见过有并不是很少的人，他们很会祷告。
I have seen not a few who really know how to pray.
但是性情很古怪，做人很不行。
But their character is so strange.
祷告，都是祷告，你说那么这样我们不好祷告了。And
you say then maybe we shouldn't pray.
那也不对，你的祷告你没有见到主，你总是站那里一大套的话，讲到一大堆。That's
not correct. But I think the problem is when you pray, you have not met the Lord. You just make a lot of words.
有的人说，到底这祷告的话要快的，还是要慢的，要大声的，要小声的呢？
And some may ask, should we pray very fast or very slowly, or should we be very loud or very quiet?
但这个很难讲的，这个我们要在主面前看圣灵如何的感动我们。This
is difficult to say, but we have to see how the Holy Spirit moves us.
但我就认为那些陶醉式的祷告不太好，跟主陶醉啊。陶醉。
I think the kind of prayer as if we're quarreling with the Lord is not very good.
很多时候我们自己祷告，声音大得了不得，好像他在天上听不到见我们一样。
Sometimes when we pray so loud as if he could not hear us.
我们的祷告的时候，太多魂和体的活动是不好的。
Many a time we have too much soul activities and our physical activities.
有很多时候你可以默默无言，有的时候你可以小低声的在主面前祷告。
Sometimes you can be completely silent and quiet, or sometimes you can pray very, very low voice.
当然，你在紧急的时候，你可以快得了不得。
And of course, out of urgency, maybe you pray very fast.
当然，你在心灵安静的时候，你就会觉得你慢慢跟主讲很好。
And you find that if you are peaceful at heart, and you find if you talk with him slowly, that's very good.
好，那我们每一次来到主面前，应当真的在那里见到主的面。
And so every time we come before the Lord, we want that we can see him face to face.
Yeah, 叫我们热心爱主，那不做一个心灵没有力量，那个真理肤浅的基督徒。
And so that we love him zealously, and that we will not be superficial in the truth.
那为什么我们对真理很肤浅，认识的很少？
How is it that we do not understand the truth much?
为什么我们心灵没有力量？
And how is it that we feel weak?
我们只顾工作，我们没有好好的有灵修的时间。
Because we're only worrying about the work, we have no time for devotion.
如果我们要变得越来越像主，我们就要多有亲近主的时间。
If we want to be more and more like the Lord, then we need more time to fellowship with the Lord.
我们要借着心意的更新而不住的变化。
And through the renewal, our mind will be transformed.
那是怎么样去心意更新呢？
But how to renew our mind?
怎么样让圣灵在我们安静的时候对我们说话？
And that is allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us in our quietness.
让主的光照我们。
So that his light may shine upon us.
彼得如果没有在那个笔匠的西门的屋子上祷告，他不会改变他的方针的。
If Peter did not pray in the house of Simon, he will not change his point.
他会一直的传福音给犹太人，不传给外邦人的。He
would continue to preach the gospel just to the Jews and not to the Gentiles.
但是就是因为他有安静的时间，说神可以对他说话。But
just as he was praying quietly, God could speak to him.
这是有很多人有的时候需要大病一场，不没有大病，他就不会安静下来的了。And
that's why many sometimes need to get sick, otherwise they would not quiet.
我自己都这样，我给我大病一场，导致很大的祝福，因为我才乖乖的会可以在主面前跟主来往。
I was like that. I have very serious illness, and then I could come quietly down, fellowship with the Lord.
所以说，那个心灵，那个心意更新的变化，那就是你与主的来往，那个灵修的时间，安静的时间，等候的时间。
So be transformed by the renewing our mind takes place at the time that we come quietly before the Lord, waiting upon him, fellowship with him.
不然你一直满若无定，好像马大一样，你听不到什么声音和话语的。
Otherwise, when we are so busy like Martha in the Bible, then we cannot hear his voice.
那我们多到主的面前来，我们就心意会更新。
If we come before him more, then our mind will be renewed.
很多舒适的思想会拿去。
And many worldly thoughts will be taken away from us.
我们说好，你做的是好事，一定神是会答应的，是印证的。
Don't think that because you do the good work and God would approve it.
不要以为说你是动机纯正，动机是好，就是合乎神的意思。
And don't think that because you have a pure motivation and that is the will of God.
不是。
No.
大卫想要建造殿，神说不要，你不要殿。
King David want to build a temple for God, but God said no.
那满心好意要替你建殿，你怎么不要啊？
That was a good intention. How is it that God said no?
哦，他 很懂得神的心，他立刻顺服下来。好了好了，你不要我建造，我预备东西给我的儿子来建造。
But he knew the heart of God. He said, "All right, I'm not going to build, but I prepare for my son to build."
啊，我从前就以为说，凡是好的事，就是是神一定是祝福的。
Before I thought that whatever that is good, God will bless it.
那很多时候，我发现不是这样。
And then many a time I discovered that it is not so.
啊，那就是因为我们没有好好来到主面前。
And that is because we have not come before him.
啊，那我们也常常以为说，如果对我很合适的，那就是神的旨意。
And many times we think that if it's proper to me, that is suitable to me, that is the will of God.
因为弟兄他打算做传教士，他就要选一个讲广东话的地区。
And a brother who was to be a missionary, he would like to select an area that is Cantonese speaking.
他说在某地方的华侨是讲广东话的，我到那边不必再学另外一个语言。那么这是应该是主的好意思了。
He said that in certain areas, the overseas Chinese speaks Cantonese. This must be the will of God for me.
啊，不一定。
No, not necessarily so.
李文斯顿跟这个马里顺两个人。
Livingston and Morrison.
李文斯顿是准备到中国去传福音，那神叫他到非洲去。
He was Livingston was prepared to come to China, but God sent him to Africa.
马里顺是准备到非洲去，神叫他到中国去。
Morrison was prepared to go to Africa, but God sent him to China.
因为神觉得马里顺到中国才合适的啦。
Because God knows what is proper.
李文斯顿到非洲去才合适。
It was suitable for Livingston to go to Africa and Morrison to go to China.
那为什么会这样慢慢，但是想到非洲都跑到中国去了？
And so why, you know, they would change this way?
圣灵在那引导他们。
The Holy Spirit leads them.
所以我们要注意，不要以为说凡是跟我们有合适的，或者凡是有这个需要，就是神的旨意。
So we must pay attention. Don't think that it is suitable for us, or I have that such a need that is necessary the will of God.
你听见说有一个地方很需要人去传福音了，你说好了，那这是主的意思，要我去了。
Don't think that because there is a place a great need for the gospel to be preached, you say that's my will. That's the gospel for me to go.
你到那边保管你回行回来。你觉得他们很需要，他们完全不需要的。
I'm afraid you may be greatly discouraged. Maybe they don't think they need it.
所以我们为主工作不是看需要的。
So we work for the Lord not according to the needs.
我们看是主认为这件事情应该做不应该做。
We have to worry about whether the Lord wants me to do this thing or not.
有的神学院的学生，他们毕业了，他们就想应该选一个苦的地方，那是小的地方啊，主才会喜欢的。
Many seminary students after graduation, they thought that they can find a little place and very poor, maybe the Lord would like it for them.
另外的同学说没有，不能够说苦的就是神的地方。
Another said, "No, you shouldn't take that. This necessary is God."
有的说主要做要你大的地方，不是小的地方。
Sometimes God may send you to a big place, not a small one.
要你不苦的地方，要你在那里受锻炼的。
Or maybe to a place that is not very poor. There you may be disciplined and trained.
我们有很多的想法、看法，我们思想观念很多的是要改的。
There are many thinkings and ideas of us that need to be changed.
怎么样才能够改好呢？
And how can it be changed to better?
那就是我们要从心意在主的面前让主改变我们的心意。
And that is that our mind may be renewed before the Lord, allowed Him to change us.
和看法。
The way our way of looking at things.
先放下我们的看法。
We must put down our way.
放下我们那些观念。
Put down our own concepts.
那我们才那个，我们不效法世界，我们也不照自己的意思。
We will not be conformed to the world, and we will not go according to our own desires.
我们心意更新变化的，越来越像主。
And by renewing of our mind and transformed, we will be more and more like Christ.
我们的思想和看法越来越接近主，跟主的距离越近。
And our thinking, our way of looking at things more and more closely to that of the Lord.
那个时候那就容易了。
Then it becomes very easy.
那很容易的来体察出什么是神的意思。
It becomes very easy for us to realize what is the will of God.
第三个重要的词语就是查验。
The third term here that is important.
叫你们查验的查验。
That you may prove.
啊，那个查验叫你们，然后你们就查验神的旨意。
That you may prove what is the will of God.
啊。那么在这里说神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And here mentioned the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
有的时候神的旨意会很快地向我们显明。
Sometimes God shows His will to us very quickly.
那有一些神的旨意，他要我们等候又等候，啊，又好好的用我们的悟性来思来来来 来了解神的旨意。
Sometimes it takes a while for us to wait and wait until we can understand His will.
有一些是一般性的旨意是在圣经里面很明显的。
But the general will of God is obvious in the Scripture.
比方说，爸爸把一个手表送给他的儿子。
For example, a father gives a watch to his son.
那就要他好好自己看时间了。
And he asks him so that he can keep time.
或者带着表子，天天长，带着那个手表啊，天天来问爸爸现在几点钟。
He shouldn't keep the watch and still asking for the time.
啊，好像很乖，好像很虚心的要领教，其实就不必多此一举。
As if he was very humble, actually, that's completely unnecessary.
给你一个表，你就要这样的。
If a watch is given to you, then you use it.
我刚刚得救的时候，有人要请我去做见证，我真是不安。
When I was first saved, someone asked me to give a testimony.
祷告来祷告去，不知道主要不要我去。
I pray and pray. I didn't know whether the Lord wants me to go or not.
啊，我说我要祷告，我祷告，祷告了一两天都还不知道。
I said I must pray, but for 2 days, I still don't know.
如果去不是主的旨意，如果不去。如果主要我去，我不去；如果主不要我去，我去，都不对。
And I said, if God wants me to go and I don't go, or that He doesn't want me to go and I go, that's not correct.
那有的人还更糟糕喽。
But there are some even more serious.
喝了咖啡啊，要放几个糖啊，主啊，你给我知道我要放几个糖。
Some drinking a coffee and ask the Lord how much sugar I need to put in.
那天气已经改变了，我现在可以不可以穿羊毛衣服啊
？The weather has changed. Should I put on a wool sweater?
啊，这些都是多此的、多余的。
All these are necessary.
但是有一些是特别的和个别的，神对我们特别和个别的旨意。
But then there are some special will that God directed toward us.
我们可以借助圣经的亮光和圣灵的感动来看出神的意思。
We can see it through the light, of the Bible and the moving of the Holy Spirit.
但是查验就不懂了。
But to prove is different.
他说我们要查验。
He said we have to prove.
叫你们能够查验什么是神的旨意。
That you may prove what is the will of God.
查验就要用我们的悟性。
That is using our understanding.
啊，要按照我们的自私和见各样的属灵的自私和见识上来查验
according to our spiritual knowledge and understanding
要用时间去等候
that we are to wait with time
要反复思想
that we are to think it over and over again
那是哥罗西一章九节到十节
in Colossians chapter 1 verse 9 to 10
愿你们在一切的智慧和悟性上满心知道神的旨意
That you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding
要用你的悟性的
So you are to use your understanding to think about it
去衡量
and to estimate
到底是不是主要我这样做
Does God really want me to do this?
那也是要用时间等候要反复思想的
So it requires time to wait and to think over it
还有腓立比一章九节到十一节都是说我们要好好的思想的
And then Philippians chapter 1 verse 9 and 10 tells us that we ought to think about it carefully
我们在知识和各样的见识上我们才能够明白什么是最好的事或者是非
Only in all spiritual wisdom and understanding can we understand what is the best thing
所以我们第一我们要先把自己献上
So first of all we need to present ourselves
我们放下自己一切
And deny everything that is ours
我们愿意遵行神的旨意
Willing to obey His will.
第二，我们要变化。
Secondly, we are to be transformed. Allow God to transform.
多有时间让主对我们说话。
Spend time so that He may speak to us.
改变那比共产党的洗脑还彻底。
It is even more than the brainwash of the communists.
你能够发现这个人信了主以后，为什么整个思想好像改变了
？You discover a person who believed in Christ and has changed completely.
啊，但是得救的时候他会改变，重生的时候会改变，但是他不住的在那里追求，他不住的改变。
Yes, he's changed after he is born again, but he will continue to change.
那所以这个查验神的旨意。那是一生应当学习的功课。
And in order to prove the will of God, this is a lifelong lesson for us.
那是一生我们要学习的。
This is what we need to learn throughout our life.
我们要学习这个重要的功课。
We must learn this important lesson.
他说我们要查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
He said that we may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
从前以为我以为是神的旨意有三种。
Before I thought that there are three kinds of will of God.
神的善良、纯全、可喜悦，善良的旨意、纯全的旨意、可喜悦的旨意。
I thought there was the good will, the acceptable will, and the perfect will.
后来我详细查一查, 不是。
And then after I studied carefully, that's not so.
因为这是这个神的善良、纯全, 可喜悦, 这三种的前面只有一个article。
Because there's only one article before these three terms.
那在希腊文就是这三件事是一件事。
So in Greek, the three is in one.
好，我们要查验什么是神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So we are to prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
啊，你们看到很多书，可能没有听过人家告诉你们怎么样明白神的旨意。
Perhaps you have read books and heard others telling you how to understand God's will.
比方说, 圣经的亮光啊,
For example, the light from the Bible.
圣灵的不住的感动啊,
the consistent movement of the Holy Spirit.
啊, 环境的好安排啊,
or the circumstances.
好, 心里面的平安啊,
and the peace that is in your heart.
啊, 那我说的不是这么简单啊,
I would say it is not so simple.
到真的你面对来抉择到底是不是神的旨意的时候, 这四个有的时候你完全不能够用。
And I think when you really face something to make a decision, you find that this is not very easily applicable.
我们不能够一直忙乱忙乱，好像马大一样，到需要的时候再临时来抱佛脚。
We can't just keep ourselves busy like Martha, and then when something happened, we have to come.
我们一直都不留意主的事情，到我们需要的主啊，你给我指示，给我明白你的旨意如何。
If ordinarily we do not pay close attention to the things of God, and then in a rush we need.
很多时候这些不能够用的。And
many times you find that these rules are not applicable.
好像说你要交一个你异性的朋友，你去看一本书怎么样交异性朋友，你不能够你就这样拿那本书出来用的了。For
example, if you want to make a friend of the opposite sex, you cannot find out a book and see what is the way to do it.
那是要活用，你不能够使用的了。You
must use it with a living way, not.
那这里使徒保罗所给我们的，他要求他们要。 了解神的旨意。
And here Paul was telling us, he asked them, begged them to understand the will of God.
第一件事他说要献上你们自己。
First of all, he said to present your bodies.
这里不是讲叫你们奉献做传道，不是。
Here he's not telling you to dedicate yourself as a preacher.
每个基督徒都要奉献你自己。
I think every Christian needs to represent himself.
你献上你自己，神才能够工作。
Only as you present yourself can God work in you.
第二,你要变化,你的心思意念要变化。
Secondly, your minds are to be renewed.
第三,你要负责任,好好的查验。And
thirdly, you are responsible to prove.
你就会明白神的旨意。So
that you may understand the word.
你这样你就能够好好的爱神,过着神所纪念的生活。Only
then can you love God and lead a life that is remembered by God.
主耶稣在克西玛利园的祷告非常重要。The
prayer of the Lord Jesus at Gethsemane is very important.
他起初还是有点踌躇。At
first he was a bit hesitant.
就是老早他三次告诉门徒说他要上十字架。He
had already for three times told the disciples that he was to be taken up to the cross.
为什么会说父啊，这是可以，你把这杯拿去。
Why is it that he would say, Lord, Father, if it be possible, take this cup away from me?
那就是说他有神性，他也有人性，人性同样的怕死的。
Because he was divine and he was also human. As a human, death is dreaded.
我们不能够说是主耶稣不怕死。
We cannot say that he didn't dread death.
我们不要以为说他是神的儿子，钉起来不会痛的。
We don't think that because he is the son of God that it didn't hurt him.
那是错误的思想。
That is wrong.
我们疲乏他会疲乏，我们困倦他也会困倦，我们肚子饿他会肚子饿的。
We get tired and weary and we get hungry, likewise he would.
那他面临那个十字架的阴影的时候，他就说父啊，这是可以把这杯拿去。
When he faced the shadow of the cross, he said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup be taken away.
但是他紧紧抓住，他说：“不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。”
But then immediately he said, Not my will, Father, but thy will be done.
第三次祷告之后，他就起来。
And after he prayed for the third time, he got up.
他有人来抓他，他说：“我父所给我的杯，我怎能不喝呢？”
And the soldiers came for him and said, How could I not drink of the cup that my father gives me?
彼得拿起刀来砍了耳朵。
When Peter pulled out the sword and cut down his ear.
主耶稣说你收下来收起来。
And the Lord Jesus said, put it back.
我父所给我的杯，我岂可不喝啊？
How can I not drink of the cup that my father gives me?
你砍掉100个耳朵都没有用处。
You may cut off 100 ears, it's useless.
不明白神的旨意，所以彼得受这杯，因为他拉住耶稣，你不要上耶路撒冷去死啊。
Then Peter did not understand the will of God. He even rebuked the Lord for going to Jerusalem.
很难。但主耶稣从祷告中体会到神的旨意是要他上十字架的。
But in the prayer, the Lord realized that this is the God's will.
所以他对他的门徒说：“起来，我们走吧。”
So he told his apostles, "And let's get up."
迎接十字架。
He walked facing the cross.
我父所割给我的杯，我要喝。
The cup that my father gives me, I will drink.
我上十字架不后悔。
I have no regret going to the cross.
他借着很多的祷告，明白了神的旨意。
And through much prayer, he understands the will of God.
哦，我觉得这是一个非常原则性的信息。
I think this is a very important message in principle.
啊，你可以借着线上和变化和查验来学习做一个明白神旨意的人。
I think through presenting your bodies.By renewing of your mind and by approving the will of God, you can live a life that is according to His will.
若是你明白了神的旨意，你一直的走在神的旨意道路上。
If you understand the will of God and you walk on His path,
你会觉得是一生是一个有福的人。
Then you will discover that surely you are a blessed person.
使徒保罗说：“不要做糊涂人。”
The Apostle Paul said, "Don't be foolish."
要明白主的旨意如何
But know the will of God.
看我们多少人做基督徒是糊涂啊过日子
How many of us are foolish?
那我们不离属主的旨意怎么样我们看对就做了
We do not know the will of God and whatever we see is right, we go ahead.
当你有一天发现都错了就糟糕了
And then one day you discover it's wrong.
时间已经过去了
And the time has passed.
啊有一个人承继了他爸爸的一个古钟，古代的时钟。
A person inherited an old antique clock from his father.
那是从祖先传下来的。
From his forefathers, really.
他的爸爸去世了以后，他每天上去拿着梯上到上面去帮他上发条一次。
And after the death of his father, he would climb up on the ladders in order to crank it.
做了32年才发现那个时钟是一礼拜开一次的。
And then after 32 years, he discovered that he only need to do it once a week.
为什么呢？要到32年之后，他生病一场一礼拜，哎，钟还是在走。
Because after 32 years, he got sick for a whole week and discovered the clock was still running.
我们好多基督徒就是这么糊涂啦。
Oh, many of us Christians are foolish.
以为是这样，到32年之后才发现不是这样。
We thought it is so and so, and after 32 years, we discovered.
白花很多功夫。
Then we wasted much work.
好，今天我们的时间到这里，但我们要有所行动。
Our time is reached. Hope that we will have action. We will take action.
我们要请两位带我们祷告。
We'd like to ask two to pray, lead us to pray.
然后我们要给一些弟兄姊妹有个决志的机会。
And then we'll give an opportunity for brothers and sisters to make a decision.
首先要让我们中间有人还没有接受主做救主的人，今天有个决志的机会。
First of all, I would like to allow those who have not believed in the Lord to have an opportunity to make a decision.
你需要有一次的决定接受耶稣做你的救主。
You need to have one time make up your mind to receive Jesus as your Savior.
你才能够开始你的新的生活的一段。
Only then can you start your new life.
第二步，我要弟兄姊妹们再一次好好的把自己奉献给主。
Secondly, I would like to have brothers and sisters once again to present yourself to the Lord.
很多人奉献呢，其实不是奉献的。
Many dedicate themselves to the Lord.
说奉献，样样都自己主意的。
And they say they dedicate themselves, and still they do according to their own mind.
如果把自己献上，真的样样要让主来带领我们。
If we want to present ourselves to the Lord, we must allow Him to lead us in everything.
那让我们弟兄姊妹来有一次的、再一次的立志，把自己献上。
I would like to allow brothers and sisters once again have this opportunity to make up their mind.
先请两位祷告。
First of all, I would have two to pray.
然后我们大家低头安静的祷思想，然后我们可以自己表示我们愿意。
And then we can quiet ourselves and think, and we can indicate our willingness.
我们请两位祷告。
你晓得我们能够在一百，你会给我80，不会给我们120，所以我们是来感谢你，我们应该在身体线上帮助护士。
啊。
你信心，
我们的天父，我们在主面前仰望主，你今天把你自己的话语赐给我们，我们在圣经里面看见这一段经文，要我们查验神的旨意。主啊，我们要查验，我们在这里看见那个重点，我们需要献上，我们需要变化，然后我们才能够查验，我们查验了以后，我们才能够遵行，才能够完成神的旨意。祝我们愿意做一个遵行主你旨意的人，如同主耶稣基督是以神的旨意为粮食，为神的旨意为念。主啊，求你帮助我们，我们仰望主，这个时候你的灵在我们里面不住的工作，主叫我们在主面前能够有愿意的心，也有一个决意的心，愿你把自己奉献给你，求主在我们中间得到你所要得到的，也让我们能够得到主你要我们得到的。我们祈求奉主耶稣的名，
阿
们。现在我们仍然低头安静，
But we still bowed our heads and quiet ourselves.
思想，
As we think，
在我们中间的是有人愿意今天正正实实接受耶稣基督为救主的。
If there be in our midst anyone who wants today to receive the Lord Jesus to be his Savior，
现在是你决定的时候。
And this is the time for you to make a decision。
你只要正式的一次决定，你就走上了这条路。
All you need is to make up your mind once and for all, and you can walk on this path。
主会他的拯救的大能会在你的身上显明出来。
And the great power of his salvation will be manifested in you.
好，如果你们愿意今天，你们还没有接受主，现在要接受主的，请你们举手。
If you have never received the Lord and you want to receive him now, would you raise your hand?
有没有？
Is there anyone?
今天是一个决志的机会。
This is an opportunity for you to make a decision.
好。那在我们中间，我们的弟兄姊妹觉得我们的奉献不够彻底的。
In our midst, there are brothers and sisters. If you feel that our presenting to the Lord has not been to the utmost,
我们还是常常照自己意思来生活，来工作。
Very often, we still live a life that is according to our own will and work according to our own will.
我们觉得我们的奉献并不真实，不彻底。
That our offering ourselves to him has not been truthful.
你愿意今天对主说，我现在再一次奉献给你。
If you want to tell the Lord once again, Lord, I'm going to present myself to you.
我要献上，我要变化，我要查验你的旨意。
I want to present myself to you. I want to be transformed, and I would like to approve your will.
如果是这样的话，请你举手。
If this is the case, will you raise your hand?